We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. Mwahahaha. I don't know why I did a scary voice. I mean, it is October. I'm recording this in October, and this is airing in October. And, I should definitely keep track of when Halloween comes up in a week and a half or so, something like that. It's not Halloween yet, but it is Halloween month. The first word in this episode is denotation. D-E-N-O-T-A-T-I-O-N. This is a noun from circa 1532. 1. An act or process of denoting. Denote? What are we going to denote? We'll learn about denote soon. But you have to, it's just noting things. Number 2, for denotation, the synonym is the word meaning. What is a thing's meaning? Especially a direct, specific meaning as distinct from an implied or associated idea. So there's an implied or associated idea. Those are hard words to say. So that's just like, it's like not the direct meaning, but it's something about a thing. It's implied. But the denotation is very direct about the meaning of a thing. That's so good for that one. 3A, a denoting term. The term that denotes is the denotation. And the synonym is the word name. What's its name? 3B. The synonyms are sign, S-I-G-N, and indication. Indication. As in, visible denotations of divine wrath. So these denotations, the divine wrath is providing some very clear signs and indications, and so those are denotations. Number 4. The totality of things to which a term is applicable, especially in logic. And it says compare to the word connotation, C-O-N-N-otation. Connotation and denotation. Similar, different. Let's see, so this one is, it's the totality of the things to which a term is applicable. So all the things that can be applied to, okay, let's see if we can figure out another way to describe this. There is a word, and it has a meaning behind it. And all of the things that those meanings can be connected to, that's the denotation. Oh boy, I'm getting worse at this. But the connotation, what is that? That's different. Here we go, connotation. Oh, there's a few. Here we go. An essential property or group of properties of a thing named by a term in logic. I never studied logic. I know things are logical, and there are logic puzzles, but I don't know the exact idea of logic. What's behind logic? I never took a logic class. But you know, I think the legal world, it's all about studying logic. All right, well, let's move on. because I'm doing a terrible job at this. The next word, whoop, 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 denotative, denotative, or denotative, denotative, adjective from circa 1611. One, denoting or tending to denote is denotative. Number two, relating to denotation is denotative. Denotative, denotative. Fun ways to say this word. If you don't know what to denote means or denoting, let's talk about that one. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Denote. It ends in an E. D-E-N-O-T-E. This is a transitive verb from 1562. One, to serve as an indication of. It's there, it indicates another thing. The synonym is betoken, as in the swollen bellies that denote starvation. So the swollen belly indicates that that person is going through some starvation, and that's not very good. But it's clear that we have a sign of what's going on. Two, to serve as an arbitrary mark for, as in red flares denoting danger. If you see a red flare, it might mean there's something going on. It denotes it. It shows. It indicates. It's a mark for the thing that's happening. Three, to make known. And the synonym is announce. As in, his crestfallen look denoted his distress. These are all very similar, just slight variations on the same idea. Make known. His fallen look makes you know that he is distressed. 4a, to serve as a linguistic expression of the notion of. To serve as a linguistic expression. So that's dealing with language of the notion of. So it's a thing. The synonym is the word mean, M-E-A-N. And is that like the meaning of a thing? What does it mean? What does this word mean? What does it denote? What do you understand to be true when you hear this thing, this linguistic expression? 4b, to stand for. And the synonym is designate. Stands for a thing. It's not that you're standing up for a thing or a right or a cause. It's that it's sort of there to take the place of a thing. It stands for this. This abbreviation denotes this longer word. Maybe we can use it in that way. Denotement is a noun. It's just from Latin, denotare, which is day, plus notare, which means to note. Whoop, whoop, whoop. The next word, it is denouement, or denouement. I think you can emphasize that one instead. Denouement, that's how I've heard it pronounced. It is spelled D-E-N-O-U-E-M-E-N-T, and you could put an accent on the very first E, which goes whoop, if you want the accent or not. This is a noun from 1705. One, the final outcome of the main dramatic complication in a literary work. That's a book. What's the it's the climax. What's happened at the climax or after the climax? It's the end of the story. It's the denouement. The denouement? Denouement. Number two, the outcome of a complex sequence of events. All those events are very complex all together, and then when they're all done, it's the denouement. This is French, and it literally means untying, like untying your shoe, but it's more about untying all of the sequences of events and the things that happen during the story. It is from Middle French, desnouer, which means to untie. From Old French, desnouer, which is de or des plus noere, which means to tie. So it's the opposite of things being tied up. Although, in my brain, the denouement is the end. It's like when things are all tied up. But this is about untying, and that I find kind of interesting. It is also from the Latin nodare, which is from the word nodus. Nodus, which means knot, K-N-O-T. You tie a knot, and nodare probably means to knot or to make a knot. There's also more at the word node, N-O-D-E, which is just like, it's just a thing. Things, it's a thing. So, yeah, I do find it interesting that it's about untying opposed to tying. Everything has been untied in the denouement. Whoop, 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 whoop. The next word is denounce. Denounce, denounce. This is a transitive verb from the 13th century. 1. To produce, especially publicly, to be blameworthy or evil, as in, they denounced him as a bigot. Publicly, they said, in front of all the people, they said that he is a bigot, and because he's blameworthy or evil. We don't like bigots, so we say they're evil, and they are worthy of blame. We blame you for being a bigot. And yeah, it's in the public. It's a very public pronouncement of his bigotry. 2 is archaic. 2a, the synonym is proclaim. Again, same idea, sort of out in the open, we're saying a thing, but this one doesn't say anything about it being evil. It's just a general proclaimment. 2b, to announce threateningly. That's still archaic. To announce threateningly. 3, to inform against. The synonym is accuse. I accuse you of a thing against the thing you did a bad thing. I am denouncing you. 4 is obsolete. The synonym is portend. P-O-R-T-E-N-D. 5, to announce formally the termination of. And the example of the thing that is being terminated is a treaty. No more with the treaty. We have denounced it. A synonym is the word criticize. Denouncement is a noun, and denouncer is also a noun. It's a denouncer. Sir, that is a noun, denouncer. This is from Anglo-French denuncier, which means to proclaim, from the Latin denuntiare, which is from de plus nuntiare, which means to report. I am reporting to you the information that he is a bigot. There's also more at the word announce. Announce and denounce. So maybe an announcement is a good thing, and a denouncement is not so much of a good thing. I never really put those two together. Makes sense. The next word, whoop, 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 whoop. It is de novo, or de novo, or de novo. But the no is always emphasized. This is two words. The first word is D-E.
Save big money on your kitchen projects at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
The second word is N-O-V-O, de novo, adverb or adjective from 1536, and it means over again. The synonym is anew, which is all one word, anew, as in a case tried de novo. Oh, they tried it again, try again and over again, and it's a new case, but it's the same one as before, de novo. And yeah, it just says it's a Latin word or phrase. It doesn't say what it literally means, but I have to imagine it means like of new or something new. It's got to be that. It's got to be. It's got to be. Yeah, de novo. Let's do this podcast over again tomorrow. De novo. The next word is woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. Dense. Adjective from the 15th century, 1A, marked by compactness or crowding together or parts. It's very compact, lots of things crowded together, as in dense vegetation, also as in dense traffic. My least favorite thing, dense traffic, one of my least favorite things, bleh. It's very compact. A shot put, that metal ball is very, very compact. It's very dense with all the metal. How do they do that? 1B, having a high mass per unit volume, as in carbon dioxide is a dense gas, which means there's a lot of weight in a certain amount of area. If it's a unit volume, if it's one meter cubed. If you compare carbon dioxide to maybe helium and maybe oxygen, they're all going to have different mass in that 1 meter cubed. And so a dense one has a lot more mass because it's compact. It's got a lot of stuff, a lot more stuff in it. 2A, slow to understand. Synonyms are stupid and thick-headed. As in, was too dense to get the joke. I have been that person. And you, if you listen to any amount of these episodes, even probably earlier in this episode, you will know that I can often be quite dense and not fully understand a thing, which is not always my fault, but it is often my fault. I take the blame for the denseness. 2B, the synonym is the word extreme, as in dense ignorance. That example is a little confusing because you could also connect stupid and thick-headed to ignorant, but not really, because ignorant is different than that for sure. But extreme, dense ignorance, that's interesting. Extreme something is dense. Yeah, I guess, I don't know, maybe. We'll see. Number 3, having between two elements at least one element. Having between any two elements at least one element. As in, the set of rational numbers is dense. So what sort of elements are we talking about? The elements, like literally the elements, like helium and oxygen and hydrogen and all those things? Or are these like elements of a thing? And between any two of them, there's something in between. That's the only thing I can think of for this situation. 4, demanding concentration to follow or comprehend, as in dense prose. This prose is so dense, it demands you concentrate on it very hard before you can follow or comprehend it. I feel like there's a lot of movies. Maybe it's because I am dense, or it's just filled with a lot of stuff. So you really gotta pick at the layers and research and read and listen and pay attention. And yeah, to an extent, I like these things. Dense prose, dense something that's really got a lot of substance to it. But sometimes I just feel real dumb. I feel real dense. Number 5, having high or relatively high opacity, as in a dense fog. It's more opaque. It's hard to see through. It's not very transparent. It has high opacity because there's a lot of fog. There's a lot of that. It's a cloud. It's a cloud that's low to the ground. It's a lot of vapors, water in the air, gas, all that stuff. There's a whole lot of it in one place. Also is in a dense photographic negative. So I guess that means that there's, which would it be? Would it be that there's a lot of information in the photo, that it's, a lot of the, what is it? The emulsion, the celluloid, the, I don't know what, I never did the film thing really. A dense photographic negative. It's just, there was a lot of photo taken on that photograph. That photograph has so much photo. A synonym is the word stupid. Densely is an adverb, and denseness is a noun. Yes, you are free to call me Dense Spence. This is from the Latin densus, which is akin to the Greek desis, which is thick with hair or leaves. And I actually do have pretty dense hair, so maybe that it's all connected. Desis, thick with hair or leaves. I think that is it for dense. Is it? Yes. Okay, move on. Moving on. Woo 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 woo! Audrey has joined the show. Hello, Audrey. The next word is densify. Transitive verb from 1820, to make denser. And the synonym is compress. So if you compress a thing down so it all is taking up less space, there's more stuff in the same amount of space, maybe, you have made it denser and you have densified it, and it went through the process of densification, which is a noun. The next word. Oh, what are those videos on YouTube, the press, the thing, and they destroy lots of things on this press, and it's become very popular, and so they are really densifying those things. Next word, blah, 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 blah. Maybe they use a densitometer. Densitometer. This is a noun from 1901. An instrument for determining optical, photographic, or mass density. As in the example, diagnose osteoporosis using an X-ray bone densitometer. Yeah, osteoporosis is when the density of your bones becomes less. I don't know why exactly. It has to do with probably lots of things, but for whatever reason, your bones are getting less dense, which is really not good because then they can break. And so they use an X-ray bone densitometer to see the denseness, the mass density of the bones, and they can also use it for other things, optics, photographs, stuff like that. They probably use a different kind of densitometer for those things. Densitometric is an adjective, and densitometry is a noun. No etymology, because I think it's pretty obvious. Because it's all about the next word, woo-woo-woo, density. This one doesn't have any etymology either, but I guess we can go back to the word dense. Yeah, it all goes back to the word dense for the etymology. Thick with hair. Just think about that when you think of things that are dense. Oh yeah, the last word, density, density, noun from 1598, 1, the quality or state of being dense. It is in a state of density. 2, the quality per unit volume, unit area, or unit length. And we do have 2A, 2B, 2C for more information, but it's just the quantity in the volume of a thing, the area of a thing, or the length of a thing. This is the density. So, what's more specific? 2A, the mass of a substance per unit volume. 2B, the distribution of a quantity as mass, electricity, or energy per unit, usually of space, as length, area, or volume. How much has it been distributed in a certain area? Yeah. And what is being distributed? Mass, electricity, or energy. 2C, the average number of individuals or units per space unit. They use the word unit a lot, and it makes it kind of complicated. As in, a population density of 500 per square mile. So in a square mile, which is, it's a square, and there's 1 mile on each side, so it's a square mile, and there is a population of 500 people within that square mile, or 500 units, 500 things. And so that's the density of that square mile. New York, Manhattan, has a very high density because there's a lot of people living in that area. But then you go out to, say, Oklahoma, and it has a much lower density in a more rural area because there's a lot less people, a lot less living things in the same amount of space. There's another example. A housing density of 10 houses per acre. Feels like that's a lot of houses per acre. 3A. The degree of opacity of a translucent medium. How opaque or transparent is it? What is the density? What level? Is it low density? Is it more translucent? Or is it high density, where it's more opaque? 3B. The common logarithm of the opacity is the density. And yeah, no etymology. So, you know what? I think we're going to reread the words so we can remind ourselves of what they were, and then we will pick a word of the episode. Does that sound good, Audrey? Yes, it does. Today we had denotation, denotative, or denotative, denote, denouement, denounce, de novo, dense, densify, densitometer, and density. Ooh, there's a couple that are jumping out at me. I don't know. I kind of want to pick dense as the word of the episode for multiple reasons. And dense. This song is filled with the word dense. It's very dense with dense. There's lots of dense in this song. Dense. That's going to be the end of this episode. This is the denouement of the episode. Until next time, this is Dense Spence dispensing information. Goodbye.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.